Blog Talk Radio.
Praise him, everybody. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. Stand by a moment. Those of you, can you hear me in first views?
Hagen, Ambassador.
Hello?
Hagen.
God bless you, Ambassador Stern.
We can't hear anything. We didn't even hear the introduction or anything. We're just like not on.
All right. We do apologize. But you're hearing now. Everything's okay.
I hear you feel a little like it sounds like it's going to go out any minute. I don't know about others, but I've called in twice, and it's been like we can't hear you. Just only heard you and saying now the Chief Ambassador didn't hear anything else before that.
All right. We'll just do a test here. We are live. We are streaming.
All right. I know you are. Just being patient. I'm not pushing it.
Okay. You're good. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yes, ma'am.
And God bless all of you. Can you all hear me?
We can hear you now. We just heard you, Chief Ambassador. I was just talking to Ambassador Hagen, and this is the first time we've heard anything.
Well, God bless all of you. Wonderful to be on the line this morning. We had a little technical difficulties, but we are making it through. And this is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. And I'm so happy. It is so amazing to see how God's people are willing to come together after all these eras and centuries where the enemy has tried to divide God's people and keep them at odds against each other. But this day, we are declaring that what the enemy has tried to do is null and void. When we're coming together in the name of Jesus to pray together, I mean, God's people are coming together with an army across the world to pray together and also to give him praise and adoration. Let's give him a wonderful prayer right now unto God, and then we'll praise him. Heavenly Father, you are the creator of all things, and we just want you to know that we love you and praise you. And we reverence you, Lord. Nobody like you anywhere. Nobody can make a way out of no way. Nobody can fix things. Nobody can deliver. And we give you the glory and adoration for all that you do and all that you have done. We love you, Lord. We praise you. If we've offended you in any way, please forgive us. Bless this prayer line in an ultra awesome way. Circumference it, Lord, with your blessings and with the praises going up to you. We pray, Lord, that you help us to be more like Jesus. Oh, God, we need you. We need you. Now, bless today on the prayer line. Every person who's sick, raise them up.
This conference is being recorded.
And Father, let me thank you for all the many numerous miracles that you've done on this prayer line. All the times that you've brought people out who's back against the wall, Lord. Thank you so much. And for all the magnificent works that you've done on this prayer line. We're grateful. Yeah, we're grateful. And we give you praise and adoration. Now help us, and we surrender this line to you. Without you, we could do nothing. And God, we don't know anything. We can't make it without you. We surrender the line to you. Bless us, and we'll be careful to give you the praise and adoration. And thank you for all things in the name of Jesus. We pray all these things according to the scripture and properly. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. And good morning to all of you on the prayer line. Good morning to you all. Good morning to you, all of you. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
God bless you and you and you. And don't forget the Lord. He was there before you were there. Come on. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning,
Lord.
Good morning,
Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Let me tell you something. It's so amazing to wake up around 6 o'clock or before 6 and to give him praise at around 6 o'clock in the morning. To find people who love him that much, who would get up out of their beds, wake up at least, and open their mouths, realize that their vocal cords wouldn't work if God didn't want your vocal cords to work. But he lets those vocal cords work for a reason. Why? Because he raised you up and he created you to praise him. And who would defy what God has done for you? If you know that you know sure enough, then God has blessed you to have a mouth, whether it's big or little, to open up your mouth and give him praise. Yeah, when I say praise check, I don't want you to wait till your battle is over to shout. I want you to shout this morning a praise unto God. And let's take about a minute and praise him. All right? If God has blessed you and helped you and brought you and taught you and lifted you and saved you and sanctified you and gave you the Holy Ghost, you ought to have a praise. And now we do it right now. Praise check, everybody. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless your holy name. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. Everybody, give him a praise. Thank you for what you've done. You've been so good. Been so marvelous. Been so wonderful. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your goodness and kindness and love and mercy. Your grace and mercy. We do give you the praise and thank you for what you've done. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody help me praise him. Open your mouth and give him praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you've done. We love you, Lord. We praise you. And we give you the glory. All the praise. Thank you for me. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. God bless you. That's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much this morning. We do honor you. Come to you as a lamb coming to shepherds and shepherdess and all of you. God bless you. We have a format on this line, and I'm going to stick to it this morning. We're going to receive praise reports, and then we're going to have our prayer requests. Our praise reports is for people to tell the goodness of Jesus. The Bible tells us in the psalmist that we are to make known his deeds among the people. Why among the people? Because people can hear what God has done for you and know that God is able to do something for them. We got people who haven't been to church this week. People, this line is their church. And don't give them no sad praises. Give them a joyful praise. Because you've got to understand, you may not see it like I see it, but I see people there in Africa. And I see the people in India and in Asia and in Russia and in Japan, all there in France and all there in Germany. In my heart, in my mind, I can see them. And they're waiting on a great praise to know that God is able to bring them out. And don't make them think by your praise report that God's not able. Because he is able to do exceeding and abundantly and above all we ask or even think. I don't know, are you there, Ambassador Stith? If you are, I want you to lead us this morning again. Are you there, Ambassador Stith? God bless you. But those who have a praise report, I'm going to open up the line in the name of Jesus. And we're going to give that praise report for the glory of God. I want to find out who has a fiery praise report. Somebody you know God's been good to you. And you appreciate what he's done. And you're not going to wait. You're just going to come on this line and tell him the goodness of Jesus. Who has a praise report? If so, you got to learn to jump in there and just jump in there and say, Pastor, I got one, and then just take off. God's been good to you. I know he has. Every person on this line, you do have a praise report. And I'm asking God to anoint you to know that it's the time to give him praise and adoration. All right, let's begin. Who has a praise report? If so, jump in there now. Who has the first praise report? Who's going to be first for Jesus Christ?
Pastor, I have one. This is Mother Wilson. I thank God this morning because I stopped hurting yesterday, and I've been hurt all day long, and I was busy doing something, and I thank God for delivering me. And I just felt something of it early this morning, but I thank God I don't feel it now. I'm praising God because God is good to me.
Wait a minute now, aren't you the same Mother Wilson who had pains all in your shoulders yesterday?
Yes, sir. And they was hurting so bad. But I thank God I don't even feel them this morning. I felt them a little bit, and I had elbows, and I blew it, and they just went away. But I thank God I don't feel them this morning. It wanted to go down in my back, but it's gone. I thank God I'm still alive, and I don't feel pain.
Let me say this to you, Brother Wilson. We prayed a general prayer that not only you, but I recognize that God was going to touch other people that had shoulder aches and problems in that rotary up there in those shoulders. And that must mean, you know, I know God. He wouldn't touch one child and another child be aching and he didn't touch that other child. I hope somebody else who God touched would tell it. Amen. But Mother, I'm rejoicing with you, Mother Wilson. I'm rejoicing. Oh, my God.
Oh, I thank God. I thank God. Oh, I thank God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Well, I tell you, put that hand up and say, thank you, Jesus, Mother Wilson. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your glory, Lord. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you.
That's beautiful. Wonderful praise report. That says to people all over the world that God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
That I am saved because of God's saving grace. He saved
me,
delivered me. And I'm just excited to just walk on. I'm excited to see what he has for me. I'm pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling. And I am grateful to be alive today. And not only to be alive, but to be saved and know that I'm saved. And I count it a privilege and a blessing to be on the prayer line this morning. Amen.
Wow. I know the Dardens are happy just to hear their daughter testify like that. Can you say praise the Lord? Can you pray for me?
Hallelujah.
Well, Sister Darden there, if you are, say something. I know you have to, Sister Darden.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Thank you. Lord. All praises, all honor, all glory be to him, the one and only true God. Be glory and honor, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Hallelujah.
I want to know how long you prayed for that daughter.
35 years. Her birthday is today. She's 35. Before she was born, I would pray for my children as I carried them, as I was about to deliver them. I gave them to the Lord as I was about to deliver them. Because I knew not the future, and so I didn't know anything about them, about the children themselves. So I began to do like Hannah and gave them over to the Lord. Amen.
That's beautiful. And And the Lord saved your daughter and wonderfully saved her, marvelously saved her. That's just the word to people who are listening, that mother, that father who's been praying for your daughter, your son. Oh, my God. You cannot give up because many times when they look like they're the furthest from God, they're closer to him than ever before. And don't give up. If God promised you something, he gave me this message a few weeks ago. He said to tell the people. I said, God, some people haven't received what you said. I just told them what you was doing, what you said. He said, tell them if I promise them anything, tell them it's on the way. Let me tell you something. If God promised you he was going to save your children and they're not saved yet, it's on the way. Don't give up. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season you're going to reap what you ask God for and bless. If you faint not, don't give up. It's on the way. So that's a good, wonderful witness right there of a woman who prayed for her mother, for her children, excuse me. And God answered the prayer. Probably at times it didn't look like the prayer was going to be answered, but God answered the prayer. So if God told you anything, please believe it's on the way. All right, somebody else, give us a praise report. You got one? If you just say, I'm saved, that's a praise report. If you say, I'm alive, that's a praise report. Somebody ought to realize that God's been good to you. Jump in there. Who's next? We're ready for you. Anybody else having a praise report? Jump in there right now and give your praise report of what the Lord has done. Anybody else? Look what the Lord has done. Anybody else? Look what the Lord has done for you. Amen. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let them realize the goodness of Jesus in their life. They want to tell it so they'll help somebody else. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Somebody else with a praise report. Jump in there.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother Willie Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana. I tell you, God is so good. He's so good. He woke me up out of a sleep. Lord, I just thank you for your goodness and your mercy. The legs to walk on, mouth to talk, eyes to hear.
Yes,
I just thank him so much. He's so good. I couldn't tell it all. I could feel this phone on there and see I couldn't tell it all. So I just took them the opportunity to see how much God have done for them.
Beautiful, mother, beautiful. I tell you what, if you say that praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord with as much fire as you usually say it with, I tell you, that's a praise report right there. Mother, let me hear you say it one more time. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
That's a praise report right there. And thank God for you. Who else on this line? God's been good to you. You don't mind telling me the goodness.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson. God bless you, Ella Wilson.
God bless you, Ella Wilson.
How you doing? How you doing this morning?
I'm doing tremendous. Amen.
Well, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
How
I
you
just
doing?
Thank the Lord. I thank the Lord. God, he is blessing us, and he's working for us on our behalf. And we are so thankful. Thank
my,
the Lord.
My. Thank God for you, Pastor Wilson.
Yeah.
Amen.
So I really enjoy what the Lord is doing for us in these last and evil days. God is good all the time.
That's it.
Thank you.
Amen. That Pastor Wilson, that's a man. I challenge y'all to bring some men to the line this week. Amen. Do we have another man out there who can say hello or tell people that God's been good to me? Amen. All right, men, step up to the plate. Anybody, right now, anybody who wants to give a praise report, who else has a praise? Come on.
Ambassador-elect Mother Digby, I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me. Good morning to everybody. Good morning, Dr. Johnson.
Good morning.
His goodness, the Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I thank him for coming into my life and saving me and sanctifying me and filling me with the Holy Ghost. I want to say when I was invited to church by my mother-in-law some years ago, and when I saw the Holy Ghost at work, I've never been the same again. I wanted the Holy Ghost, and I wanted so bad until I was just willing to do whatever it takes. I got first started cleaning up my life, getting all the sin out of my life. whatever I was doing, they told him, whatever you're doing is wrong. Stop, and God bless. And I thank him for filling me with the Holy Ghost. And I thank the Lord for I requested on the line that the Lord give us revival. And I want to say the Lord has given us two revivals, one about 3 weeks ago, and now we're in a revival at our church now. It's just a glorious revival. And I just thank and praise the Lord for that. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful Mother, you were telling somebody who's been wondering how to get the Holy Ghost. Amen. That was wonderful. Amen. All right, she said, first of all, she cleaned up her life. Amen. Stop doing the things that she used to do and places she used to go. That's cleaning up your life. And she just said, Lord, whatever you want me to do, here I am. I surrender all to thee. Amen. You can get the Holy Ghost. Just get rid of all the things that are not like the Lord and tell him you want him to fill you. He will come in. Mother Turpentine used to say, when you get right with God and clean up your life and get everything out of it, the Holy Ghost will come in, and you couldn't keep him out with the code 45. He will come in. Amen. All right. God bless you. We'll take a few more praise reports. If you're there, come on with your praise report. Who else has a praise report? Just say thank God.
This is Sister Lucille. I first give honor to God and all the saints on this prayer line. I want to first thank the Lord for my auntie. One of my aunties is coming home today.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank the Lord on yesterday that the saints prayed for my Aunt Maddie yesterday morning. And after I went to work, they ended up calling the paramedics, and her blood pressure was 200 and something over 100 and something. And I called the check on it when I got from work, and they decided to keep her. So one's coming home and one's going. So I just thank and praise the Lord for all the saints praying for me and my family, and I'm asking the Lord to continue to bless us. Thank you.
Oh, my God. That is a praise report, too. Oh, my God. I know you're happy. Amen. And that's the way to do it. Yeah, you're thanking God for what he did for one. And even though one's going back to the hospital, whatever, you thank God for that one too. Be like Mother Lowe. Mother Lowe in Memphis, Tennessee, had that stroke, and she couldn't lift that hand on the left side. So she decided to take the one that was working and to lift it up to heaven and start praising God for that one. And she got caught up in the spirit, and she testifies and says that she doesn't know when the other hand went up. But when she came to herself, both hands were up, praising the Lord. That's the way to do it. Thank him for one thing. Before you know it, the other thing has been blessed, and the miracle has happened in the other situation. And thank God for it. I take, let me see, maybe two more praise reports. Who has another praise report? Jump in there and give it. Go ahead.
Saints, this is Ambassador Lake Bonita, area code 616. I just thank the Lord for yet being in the land of the living. I thank the Lord for being saved. Hallelujah. Oh, God, he is good. And I just want to thank the Lord and thank the saints for praying for my great aunt. And she is making improvement. And I'm just so happy.
Thank you, Jesus. That's beautiful, beautiful. Wonderful. Anybody else with the praise report? Come on, come on, come on, saints. Good morning.
This is Sister Ernestine Riley, area code 773. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. I just want to thank and praise God for waking me up this morning with a mind to get up and be on the prayer line. He woke me up really early this morning, and I was able to get myself together. I had more strength than I had because on yesterday when I came on, my energy level was very low. My strength, like, it was just almost gone. But I quoted the scripture incorrectly, and it said, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And I think I put time in there. I just wanted to correct that because the scripture said he's a very present help in trouble. And I thank God because God is so good and he is so awesome. I thank God because the scripture said, what is man that God is mindful of him? And I thank God for being so mindful. This is my testimony. It may not mean much, but it meant a lot to me. I had asked two people to just stand with me. That's the only thing I asked them to do, not to do anything, not to give me anything. But they weren't able to do it, and I understood because they are human, they let me down. But it comes to me. I fell on my knees, and I told God all about it. I said, God, you are my strength. You are my help. You are a great God, and greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And when I got up, I knew that it was done. So I just thank God because God is concerned about everything that we are concerned about. He's just awesome, awesome, awesome. And I love him, and I thank him.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Sister Riley, God bless you. Ambassador Elect, I tell you, we got so many praise reports. My God, I'm praising God. I heard the voice of Ambassador Stern on the line this morning, and we have been praying for her. Amen. And God has blessed her and strengthened her body. Thank God for her. Ambassador Stern, if you're there, can you hear me? Can you say hello to the people?
Praise the Lord. Morning, good morning to all of the saints. I do honor you, my chief ambassador. Amen. Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, all of the ambassadors and the ambassadors elect that are on the line, and all the saints of God. I'm just so excited about being back. Amen. On the prayer line, I do want to make my deeds made known unto the Lord. That, amen. I'm still on the battlefield working for the Lord. Actually, I was on the youth prayer line. I was on the blog line last night and heard message. And I certainly want to say that the Lord, this time of year, I'm just here, there, everywhere, assignments. And I thank God for using me in different places to bring forth the word and to deal with others. Amen. Praise the Lord. So haven't been sick or what haven't been having things that has been shifted in the spirit, but it's all good, and I thank God for it. And I just have been so tired, very tired, and so I just heard the Lord say in the morning time I just had to rest because my nights were late. Amen. And I do understand you, Chief Ambassador, when you're out there and you come in late and got to get up early and everything, but I honor God. Those are not excuses. Those are good. Amen. To bring back to you because I've been laboring in the vineyard, got assignments even now that the Lord has given me to do, and I thank him for, amen, for blessing me. I thank him for his hands of protection around me every day of my life. I thank God for that, and I just want to tell my first fruit prayer line wherever I go, I tell them about my first fruit prayer line, that I'm on the line every day. Amen. Praise the Lord. I may not have been on there, amen, in the flesh, but I've been there in the spirit, and I honor God for it. And I'm just easing my way back in. Amen. I thank God. Amen. Just using wisdom and listening to the Holy Spirit. But I'm here and have never left. And so many have texted. So many have called. Even I haven't been home, and my husband has been telling me, this person from your prayer line called, this one called. But I'm out there among the people. Amen. And I thank God for that. And God bless you, my chief ambassador. I certainly want to take the time to thank you for all the many calls that you've called and blessed me and strengthened me and given me words of encouragement. And I do know that if God promised you something, he's not afraid to give you